Welcome today to our interview series with outstanding professionals. We are conducting an exclusive interview with Mitch Garvis, international expert in Microsoft technologies, a Microsoft certified trainer and consultant advisor to MS Learning and corporations worldwide, and recognized with the award Microsoft's Most Valuable Professional. Mitch, considering your very busy schedule, we thank you for doing this interview with us today.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's a pleasure to be on board, and I'd like to thank you for having me.
What are you working on currently, and can you provide some key lessons from this work that would be useful to IT professionals?
I'm working on virtualization courses right now, and I'll be presenting that to Microsoft partners and clients throughout 2009. Virtualization is one of those technologies that's been blossoming over the years, and Microsoft may have been a little late to the game with it, but they really are playing catch-up, and they have such a great virtualization set out there between Hyper-V and Virtual Machine Manager. Virtualization is important because it's not only going to save IT professionals and organizations money, it's going to be great for the environment because we're going to require fewer sets of hardware to do the same amount of work.
Mitch, you have a very long history and wide expertise in client operating systems, and especially Windows Vista. Can you overview the Microsoft client operating system landscape, including the Windows Vista product suite?
I think Microsoft has always had a great operating system. I think now Vista is better than Windows ever has been, and it's unfortunate that it has such a bad rap. There's a lot of people out there who have bad opinions of Vista, and there's a couple of reasons for it, but the reality is Vista is a great operating system. It's powerful, it's reliable, and it's secure, which are the three cornerstones to a good operating system. It's also easier to use than any other operating system that Microsoft has ever released.
What are the pain points and solutions for IT pros when installing, managing, and working with Microsoft client operating systems?
The biggest problem with Vista or any client operating system is attitudes. And with XP, it was a huge training learning curve because most people didn't have computers on their desk before Windows 2000 or especially Windows XP. Now with Vista, there are all sorts of different problems that are preventing people from wanting to go forward. And as I spent the last 2 years speaking to people about Vista, I hear them say, oh, I heard this and I heard that, rather than, well, this is what I have experienced. So there's a lot of people who have heard from negative influencers rather than positive influencers what was wrong with Vista, rather than taking the time to check it out for themselves. Now, there were issues with Vista, especially when it came out, with application compatibility and driver compatibility. Those are two issues that have, for the most part, been resolved. And I just wish that IT professionals would get to know the product better so that they could, when they encountered these attitudes, take their people aside and say, hey, let me show you this product. You've heard of the Mojave experiment where Microsoft did a study of people who thought they were looking at the next version of Windows and they were really looking at Windows Vista. Once you show them the product, it will really open their minds and change their opinion.
With your extensive knowledge of Windows Vista, what are your most useful tips for getting the most out of Windows Vista?
Use it. The one of the complaints that I hear all the time is, well, it's not like Windows XP. I can't find things. But people don't realize that if they just click on the Start Perl and type what they're looking for, it's going to appear. Windows has all of their features indexed and all of your files indexed, so that if you don't know where network connections is, but you type on the Start Perl and type network connections, that appears.
What do you consider to be the best resources for working with Vista and Windows client operating systems?
Well, you've given me a list to choose from. I think that for the average user, they're not going to listen to podcasts and community sites. They're just going to install the operating system and use it. But for an IT professional, for an influencer, for someone who really wants to know more, there are all sorts of resources available to help them get more out of Windows. And they can start with books. others have to say. There are add-ons and downloads available. There are podcasts like this one. And you know what? If Microsoft sends you an email and says, we're coming to your community, why don't you come out and see us? Take the afternoon and go and hear what they have to say and see what they have to show you.
Well, Mitch, you know, you talked about great material being in presentations or podcasts, downloads, and so on. Are there one or two really, you know, really important kind of sources of information that you want to share?
You know, I'm a big fan of the news groups, and if you were to look to load up your news reader, whether it's Windows Mail or doing it online, and go to Microsoft.public.windows.vista.general, that would probably be your best bet to start. And you can see that there's a Vista-specific news group for games and for hardware assessment and issues and installation setup and issues and all sorts of other ones that you can go to. But start with the Windows Vista General.
Do you have any other recommendations?
Of course, I always send people to my blog because that's where I write about the issues that are important to me.
What about the future with client operating systems? What should IT pros be planning for?
IT professionals should always be on the bleeding edge, or at least the ones who want to stay ahead should always be one generation or at least 6 months ahead of the curve. Everybody laughed at me when I started working with Vista a year before it came out, but when it did come out, I was poised to help everybody with all of their questions. And that wasn't just news group questions. That was when I was going out presenting and helping people with the physical operating system. I think that it's important for IT professionals to get certified. So people should be right now concentrating on Windows Vista and getting their Microsoft certified IT professional for enterprise support so that when they go into a business, the business can say, okay, this guy has spent the time to learn about what he's going to be talking to us about. And he's not just a hacker. So, yes, you should know about Windows Vista or Windows 7 now or in the next couple of months, but you really have to know Windows Vista inside out now in order to be of value to your clients. Remember, most of your clients aren't going to go to Windows 7 the minute it's released. Most of them should be looking at Vista right now if they haven't already, and that's where you should really be concentrating.
You know, in the whole area of Windows Vista, I know that there's been a series of service packs. Can you talk more about that?
Well, it used to be that a service pack would just fix things fix issues from a previous operating system. So, for example, in Windows XP Service Pack 1, it fixed all of the bugs that Microsoft had found or that we had found for Microsoft leading up to that release. Now a service pack is a little bit more than that, and the most important features of Vista Service Pack 1 revolve around Windows Server 2008 and functionality with it. Remember that Microsoft has two components to their operating system environment, and the first is that most people are aware of is the desktop. But the second part to that is the server, and Server 2008 has some great functionality that Vista had to be patched in order to use or to take advantage of, such as network access protection, virtualization, and things like that.
How about XP and the latest service pack for XP?
Windows XP Service Pack 3 is going to patch XP. Just like I said, Vista now will work better with Server 2008. A lot of the features and functionality of Server 2008 can still be taken advantage of without upgrading your client operating system from XP. You can still add the XP Service Pack 3 and get a lot of the same functionality with Server 2008.
Mitch, can you talk more about the specific service packs for Vista, whether they're already released or in beta?
Service Pack 1 for Vista was released in February or March of 2008, and it was scheduled to coincide with the launch of Server 2008. I'm sure you understand the sensitivity of non-disclosure agreements, so I'm not really at liberty to discuss future service packs, what they may have or when they may come out.
What three questions would you ask, and what would be your answers if you were doing this interview?
I don't know about three, but let me give you a couple as they come to me. The first one is, what's the future for virtualization on the desktop? And I think right now it's very important that IT professionals know about application virtualization, what was formerly known as SoftGrid or Softricity, and the ability to install a client operating or a client operating system, and then applications that are almost independent of the client operating system. The second, along the same lines, would be, will the next generation of Windows use the same technology as Hyper-V on the server? And the answer to that would be, I don't know, but I really hope it does, because I see virtualization as the future, whether it is for the desktop or for the server. The last question is, why do you spend so much time working with community? And the answer to that is, go out to a user group and participate, and you'll see why. Because not only do you learn a lot, but you get to meet a lot of great people. And a lot of these great people have had the same pains as you've had, have had the same issues, and some of them have already solved them and can help you. And some of them are experiencing issues that you've already solved, and you can help them. We may be independent consultants at times, but we can still help each other to be better than we are.
Mitch, can you share one or more stories centered around the various kinds of work that you do, perhaps something that's amusing or inspirational and so on?
As you know, Stephen, I spend a lot of time teaching and presenting in front of audiences around the world. And one of the things, the trends that I found, is that you meet a lot of the same people where you go. There are certain characters, and I'm not saying that there's going to be a guy named Ed in every city, but in a lot of cities you'll find that there's somebody who's not there to learn, and he's not there to gain wisdom. He's really just there to show that the presenter doesn't know everything, and, of course, for the free food that Microsoft will offer. So I encountered one such gentleman in a city recently, and I was speaking about virtualization on Microsoft Essential Business Server 2008, and he started asking me about a feature which is a client-based feature rather than a server-based feature. And I tried to ignore him once, and I tried to ignore him twice, but I finally came up with an answer that I thought to myself, oh, that would be the answer that would shoot him down. Now, you mentioned before that I have a lot of jokes. Unfortunately, as a professional presenter, I can't take the same shots at an audience as a stand-up comedian would. So every time I come up with one of these great zingers, I'll pause and I'll smile to myself, and I'll look at the gentleman and I'll say, you know what, why don't we take that question offline, come find me in the hallway afterwards. But in the back of my mind, what I'm thinking is, if only I could say this. And it makes me chuckle for a minute, and I get back to the presentation at hand.
So Mitch, where do you have the most fun, or which IT device do you really have some passion for?
Well, I have a lot of passion for, so many devices right now. And as you know, that although I spend a lot of time in the enterprise space, my roots are in Small Business Server, and with the new SBS that just came out and its mid-market cousin, Essential Business Server 2008, I'm having a blast. But I have a little secret for you. Two devices right now I'm really looking forward to playing with. The first is my new mobile phone, which is waiting for me at my hotel room in New York City tomorrow. And the second, I bought for my family, and I am the last holdout that I know. This year for Christmas, I bought my family an Xbox 360 with Guitar Hero World Tour, with the guitar and the drums and the microphone, and I have a feeling that in the near future, my productivity might drop somewhat.
I'm going to close off with one sort of question that's not directly related with the topic area, but sort of has to do with the profession, and that there's this International Federation for Information Processing, or IFIP, and they've launched a program called the Professional Practice Partnership Program. And it's really about global certification, global standards. Can you comment?
As everybody knows, I'm very passionate about certifications, but that's more on the technology-specific certifications. What you're talking about is different, and it's It includes that professional conduct code of ethics, and I think it's marvelous because we've all gone into a new client and heard them say their troubles, and we've all thought to ourselves, well, we can fix that, and it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be great, but we're starting from behind the eight ball because the last guy who came in said the same thing and had the same words, but didn't have the knowledge and experience and expertise to back it up. I think that the new ethics-based professional certification can eliminate a lot of that and show people, hey, not only am I an IT professional, but I'm a member of an organization where if I didn't know and if I couldn't deliver, I wouldn't be able to be a member. So I'm really looking forward to that. It will, as we say, separate the wheat from the chaff, or more specifically, separate the geeks from the professionals.
Well, Mitch, you know, we will continue to follow your many significant contributions, and we thank you for sharing your time, wisdom, and accumulated deep insights with the audience.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's always a pleasure. I look forward to hearing back from you.
This concludes our interview with Mitch Garvis, international expert in Microsoft Technologies, a Microsoft Certified Trainer, Consultant Advisor to MS Learning and Corporations Worldwide, and recognized with the award Microsoft Most Valuable Professional.